Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry continues to blast President Bush's leadership of U.S. efforts in Iraq. For the first time on the campaign trail, President Bush has directly addressed the subject of several hundred tons of Iraqi explosives missing from a munitions depot outside Baghdad. Speaking at a high school in Sioux City, Iowa, Senator Kerry noted that the missing explosives were like those used to bomb Pan Am Flight 103 in 1988 and those used in the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000. Mr. Kerry accused the Bush administration of first trying to downplay the significance of the missing explosives and then shifting the blame.
As more information was revealed in the press, the White House switched to their most comfortable position of all. The situation was bad, but it was not their responsibility. This is a growing scandal, and the American people deserve a full and honest explanation of how it happened and what the president is going to do about it.
The senator quoted U.S. military commanders as saying during the initial U.S. invasion of Iraq, they were never ordered to secure the munitions depot. Mr. Kerry took pains to say that he does not blame America's military personnel for the disappearance of the explosives, nor for the overall situation in Iraq.
Our troops, every step of the way, from the first moment, without even the body armor, without even the best equipment, they have done their job magnificently and with courage. Our troops, they did their job, but the commander-in-chief failed to do his.
Less than an hour later, at a rally in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, President Bush fired back, noting conflicting reports about whether the missing Iraqi explosives were still at the depot in question at the time of the U.S. invasion.
Our military is now investigating a number of possible scenarios, including that the explosives may have been moved before our troops even arrived at the site. This investigation is important and it's ongoing, and a political candidate who jumps to conclusions without knowing the facts is not a person you want as your commander-in-chief.
Mr. Bush also suggested that Mr. Kerry is in no position to make criticisms about where explosives or other weapons might or might not be.
I want to remind the American people, if Senator Kerry had his way, we would still be taking our global test. Saddam Hussein would still be in power. He would control all those weapons and explosives and could have shared them with our terrorist enemies.
Senator Kerry also addressed supporters in Minnesota Wednesday, while President Bush campaigned in Ohio and Michigan. Months ago, conventional wisdom among political analysts held that John Kerry's strength in the campaign would lie in economic issues. Yet with less than a week before Americans go to the polls, the senator is relentlessly focusing on events in Iraq, as evidenced by the latest Kerry television advertisement.
In Iraq, George Bush has overextended our troops and now failed to secure 380 tons of deadly explosives, the kind used for attacks in Iraq and for terrorist bombings.
But President Bush is far from absent on U.S. airwaves. In this advertisement, Mr. Bush delivers an uplifting message, paying tribute to the sacrifices of military personnel and their families.
And in those military families, I have seen the character of a great nation. Because of your service and sacrifice, we are defeating the terrorists where they live and plan, and you're making America safer.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.